Hi there, Christoph Trapp with the Authentic Storytelling Project. And today I want to talk about how content marketing helps people become experts. That's something that we consistently hear about in the marketing world, content marketing world. Gurus, experts talk about that. And I think what they really mean, or what I mean when I talk about content marketing that involves experts, I mean that content marketing can help already established experts become wider known for their expertise. So content marketing doesn't actually make somebody the expert, it just helps them share their message digitally, online, on a blog, in an article, on their website, social media, you name it, whatever the next big thing will be. But they already are an expert. The content marketing piece of it is not what makes them the expert. The content marketing piece is what helps them become known a little wider than they perhaps might be known today. So, for example, many people started learning about whatever they're an expert in a long, long time ago. Sometimes before the internet even started, or before at least people started blogging and they were websites and they were easy to use. So, you know, it can take decades to become an expert. But today, in 2014 and beyond, we know that people use the web to search for information, to connect with people, to find out what solutions exist for a specific problem that they face. And that's where content marketing that involves experts really can come in handy. So you have these experts, they know what they're talking about, they have the subject matter expertise. But then how do we take that expertise and move it into a content marketing project to help them share it in a wider capacity? So why would they do that? Number one, they could connect with more future customers. Now, content marketing projects take a long time to develop. Not a week, not a month, a year at least. And that means you have to really share valuable information for probably at least a year. And that's the organic side of things. You can, you know, if you have paid campaigns running, you can get those kickstarted a little quicker. But organic content marketing takes a little while to develop. So customers, future customers, why would we want them? Of course, we are usually looking for new customers. Even when you don't need any more customers, you can still use content marketing to connect with colleagues, to connect with others who might be interested in your services. You might learn that there is a new niche in whatever your business is that is untapped. And you might learn about that just by sharing your knowledge, because somebody might respond, say, but how about this and how about that? Or you can, you know, you hear some feedback in the community and you're thinking, hey, maybe I can expand my business in this niche. It doesn't exist today. A true blue ocean strategy, right? That's a book that I read a few years ago, and instead of competing in existing industries, we're creating new industries. So that's something to think about. Also, if you don't connect with your immediate customers, future customers, it's also helpful to connect with people who might advocate for you, who now they know about you, and now they might tell their friends about you. There's a lot of mites in there, because some of this is not as clear-cut as it used to be, for example, when we put a newspaper ad in the newspaper, right? We buy a full-page ad, we say, we're now open for business, here's what we do, we're the best there is, etc., etc. But guess what? Even with the newspaper ad, there was no guarantee that people were paying attention. And a lot of times content marketing is actually cheaper than some of those very, very traditional ad campaigns, like in the newspaper, for example. But they do take time to develop. So once you share things publicly, people start knowing about you. People start connecting with you. They look at you as the expert. Now, granted, there's probably a lot of people that already look at you as the expert in your field, but it's offline, right? And I'm not minimizing that there's value to being known as the expert in a field offline, but it's fairly immediate, right? It's like the people that live where you live in your community. You might go to a conference. You might speak at a conference. But it's not that easy to connect with you. The people that didn't attend the conference don't know necessarily what you spoke about, so there's no way to circle back. So the circle of connectivity is a lot smaller. Nothing wrong with offline word-of-mouth marketing. It has worked for a long, long time, and it continues to work. But when we take that offline component and also move it into the digital realm through blogging, social media, valuable content sharing, that is when we can also connect with people that are not in our immediate vicinity. I have connected with nonprofit executives across the nation through social media. I have connected with internet marketing executives throughout the globe on social media. Doctors, physicians, people that I work with, I've connected with through social media. It is a powerful tool to share what you know and to share it in a way that helps people connect with you. Now, keep in mind, you don't have to share everything that that you know. In fact, that is probably too much information anyways. For true experts, you know so much, we can truly simplify what it is that you're trying to share. It doesn't have to be everything, shouldn't be everything. Disclaimers on your website, on your blog. I don't like the word blog, but people still call it a blog for now. So I realize I do have to continue using that term. Disclaimers on my fitnesstips.org site, where I share tips on how do you lose weight and how do you exercise and that sort of thing. I have a disclaimer. I say this is for informational purposes. This is from my perspective. I'm not a physician. This is not medical advice. This is not advice from a physical trainer. This is what has worked for me. So it is important to have some of those disclaimers and also make sure that that they're easily accessible for people visiting the site. Then finally, when we share things, we want to do it in a way that's somewhat structured. Once a week. Start once a week with an article, 300 to 600 to 800 words. Doesn't have to be any longer. And share that. If you don't want to start writing, because writing is a little harder than talking perhaps, maybe try a podcast. So for example, I do a podcast here every once in a while. Sometimes I write, sometimes I do a podcast. It all depends. I try to have a mix, but sometimes it really just depends. You know, if I'm sitting around somewhere and I have time to write, I feel like writing, I write. Sometimes if it's quiet and I can record a podcast, I do that. Then I upload podcast. I send the audio file to somebody on Fiverr, Fiverr.com. That's a site where you can buy services for $5, and people can subscribe a 10-minute or 15-minute podcast for $5. So that's pretty cheap. And then I upload it. So, and I use an app, Mobile Podcaster, that uploads directly to my WordPress, self-hosted WordPress site. So something to keep in mind. It doesn't have to take long. Pick the right tool, pick the right medium, and get started. And again, remember, content marketing is not what makes you an expert. Content marketing is what helps you become even wider known as the expert that you already are. Thank you for listening. Christoph Trapp, The Authentic Storytelling Project.